such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity, have been talking about this for some time.
Oh, yeah.
An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S.
dude,
budget
I was
and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves
just
to be liberty-minded and
will.
Constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea?
What?
I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this.
Okay.
The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, no, no. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances. Yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Kills molds and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors.
Two sovereigns can't
stainless steel. Our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the air process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
And in those
Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
14th Amendment.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are men. The power to make this life free and beautiful. They just use the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Return to the people. Let us all unite!
Alright, folks, welcome back to the Corporation Nation. Hey, it's an interesting conversation today. We're talking about grand juries. And of course, we have to remember that in order to get into a grand jury, one has to register to be a voter. So we are talking about the registration forms with Freeman Burt from Colorado. What about the voter registration forms here? And just in particular, we're using the one in Utah as an example. And again, to register to vote in Utah, you must be a citizen of the United States. And we discussed that, of course, if we look in, I forget which title it is, Title 3 or Title 2 about Congress, you'll see that your congressmen are, of course, employees of the federal government. So it would make sense that you would actually need to be I'm reading, I just went into the chat room, which by the way is the Corporation Nation, or just CorporationNation.chatango, and everybody is writing, your mic is hot. Your mic is hot. Apparently we were caught talking during the break, so I apologize for that. Hope I didn't say anything too off color. So, apologize for that. Anyway, your congressmen are actually, when they're elected, when they go to Washington, D.C., they're acting as employees of the United States. That's so right in the U.S. Code. Not really hard to find. So I guess it makes sense that you would have to be a U.S. citizen. I don't know. What do you think, Bert?
Well, about being a citizen.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to be a citizen of the United States in order to be a citizen of your state. You don't have to be a citizen of the United States to be able to vote in your state. This is all insanity. One thing that we were just talking about during the break is that if you look at it from this point of view, in order for you to have a national citizenship, don't you first have to be a state citizen? And that's actually the way it's supposed to be. You first started out with the states, and then the states became a nation, and then the states granted to each other national citizenship. So, if you are going to enter the ball game already with a national citizenship, then how can that possibly be? Then it must be some kind of a national citizenship that the federal government, who has basically overseeing power or authority over all the states, they're the only ones that can grant this national citizenship. So if they're going to grant this national citizenship, I mean, how do they do it? Through what venue? Now, in the Constitution, it does say that Congress can write up regulations for doing the naturalization, but my understanding was that you had to start from within a state to be able to do that. And I'm actually doing some research on that part of it, how the naturalization was handled back then. Because now, basically the national citizenship is coming in directly through the 14th Amendment.
All right, well, Bert, I'm going to interject here because, you know, as a lot of people would say, I don't want to be a citizen. I don't want to be a citizen. What is a citizen? Is there a specific point where I became a citizen? What is a citizen? What the heck is this thing we're calling a citizen? Because obviously it's a presumption anybody born within the United States is a citizen, but I don't claim to be a citizen. I want to be a citizen. What the heck is a citizen? How about you, Bert? Are you a citizen?
Well, according to the federal government, yes, I am, but the issue of being a citizen, it's not necessarily a black and white thing. It's an unwritten member of a political body. And whenever you have two or more people that come together under an idea of pretty much whatever, you know, you become a political body.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think to put a finger on what citizenship is today, including the 14th Amendment citizenship, is again going, considering the time period that was created. I mean, we're talking about the Labor Code. We're talking about a forced military citizenship. In other words, you know, there's a reason that we have the Selective Service, for instance, where we register to be basically drafted at any time. We agree to be soldiers, basically, for a future war. So really what we're talking about here is a forced enfranchisement of anybody born on the so-called land of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, you cannot be tagged as anything just because you are born somewhere. I mean, the whole system from way back in Europe is that you were born into some kind of a bondage because you were born under basically the foot of some kind of a king. And at least the pretentious idea here in the United States that you're supposedly born free. Now, you bring up the issue quite often about this thing about liberty, and there is a term, and I think I sent it to you yesterday or today, about ordered liberty. And ordered liberty is no different than you being out on bond, like you know, when they let you out from jail. That's why it makes total sense when they grab you, throw you in jail, and force you through the court system, and you basically, they don't say this, but you basically have to prove that you're not what they say that you are, or that you did do what they say that you did. Because you're already guilty.
Well, like I said, I guess to use another example, is that I don't think anybody in the Roman Empire ever thought that they were somehow not a citizen of Rome. I mean, I again, because it's a military conquest. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we could sit here and talk about semantics and definitions of things all day, but in the end, aren't we just talking about a military conquest? And of course, in the Libra Code that says that it basically mirrors the current system of law. Just again, just like Christians mirrored the pagan religions to get the pagans into Christianity, which again was a legal status. Aren't we just basically, for all intents and purposes, like you say, it's a status, but isn't it a kind of a, I mean, you say it's a presumed status, but at the same time, is it sort of a forced status?
Well, I mean, that's what they try to do, and the more I'm diving and swimming in this law, the more it's becoming apparent that they cannot force anything on you without disclosing the status that they're using to force whatever it is they're forcing on you. They cannot even ask you a question without first letting you know the status under which they're asking you the question.
Sure, you know, a girl that was a regular on one of the shows that I did an interview on.
Accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Hi neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world. Some can do some things, some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Many things you did. You ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things, and there are the all you have to do is think, and they'll grow.
is one of the, I got to say, of all the time that I spent looking at this and looking, going over it, and this is one of the most difficult subjects to ascertain an answer to, because you're talking about something that is, again, it's a contractual relationship, and yet it's just thrown upon you in an age where you would have no possible way of consenting to a contractual relationship. It's a bunch of, you know, you try to explain what a citizen is or a straw man, the artificial person, and you sit there and you say, well, you know, the easiest way to explain it is to not say straw, say paper. That's really all it is. It's a paper trail. It's a bunch of contractual obligations that make up and histories of debt and paid off debt and not paid off debt that make up a paper man, you know? And when we try to think of what a citizen is, there really is nothing that you can point at to say, just like your straw man, you can't point at it and say, there it is. Look, it's walking across the room. You can't point to a citizen because it's not the man. It's something else. It's confusing. What the heck is it? Well, we basically, as we said, we go and we put our name on a voter registration form. So in this way, we admit to being, because what is the first thing it requires? Of course, what's the first question it asks? Are you a citizen of the United States? You have just given evidence that you, and attested that you are a citizen of the United States. First thing you do before you do anything on this form. And this is just a vote in Utah.
Well, and the thing is, they don't tell you what it means. They don't give you the definition of that term. So you should at least ask, well, if I'm going to claim that I'm a citizen of the United States, could you please tell me what that means? What status
also,
is that?
Also says in a very highlighted form, it's, and this is what I find funny about the whole voting concept, voter fraud. In accordance with Utah Code Section 20A2-401, the penalty for willfully causing, procuring, or allowing yourself to be registered to vote, if you know you are not entitled to vote, is up to 1 year in jail and a fine of up to $2,500? That's a free country right there, baby. Yeah. How do you know, or how do you prove that I'm not eligible to vote? What does it mean to be, and I don't like the word entitled either, because that shows again that you're being granted a status by a higher authority. I mean, it's just, the whole thing just reeks to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just reeks.
Yeah. Well, do you want to take Andrea or Andrea?
Sure, we can take some calls. Where did my thing go here? Let's take Andrea in Oklahoma. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good evening. I was listening to a Friday show of Deanne Spingola. She had the guest Sherry Peel Jackson.
Yes.
She had evidence. The court wouldn't allow her to give it, and it sent her right to prison for, it was supposed to be for 1 year for tax evasion, but they did it consecutively for 4 years, which was wrong, and they had her in solitary confinement, and they weren't, they were feeding her lots of starches, which she needed vegetables. I mean, it just sounded like hell on earth. But here she's trying to show us the way. She used to be IRS.
Sure,
employee.
She was featured in America Freedom to Fascism as one of the IRS agents that says, show me the law. I don't find the law. Where is the law? Show me the law.
Yeah, and I would love to hear you have her on as a guest, both you and Mr. Burt, Freeman Burt, discuss what she might have done differently, or because if they don't submit your evidence, if they don't allow you to at least, I don't know. It just seems as though if anybody would have been a little bit more capable of going in front of a judge and a jury, which evidently her friend, what was his name?
Yeah. He was also
Joe Bannister. He was able to go home that day and has not had to go to prison and be treated awful, and it just seems as though if there was another way she could have gone before the court and walked home. And I know they're trying to use somebody as an example because they don't want all of us stopping at once and not paying our taxes.
Well, now keep in mind that right now I think it's 53-55% of Americans do not pay federal tax. Period. End of story. That is just the overwhelming truth of it all. The federal tax, I'm not even sure what the money goes for, to be honest, because it gets paid right back to the Treasury. I don't see exactly what the point of it is, to be honest. I know people have speculated that the tax goes to military this and secret that, but truthfully, it just gets passed, according to the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, gets passed right back to the to the federal government. So,
It sounded like it went to the Rockefellers, and it sounded like one of the sons was having their allowance cut. They weren't going to get the $17,000 a week. They were getting cut back to $15,000. And if that's the case, if it's going into the rich person's pocket and to their kids and everything, no wonder they're so extremely rich.
Well, but we want to try to not speculate. If we just simply stick to the facts, I can already tell you that one of the errors of going into court and asking to show me the law or anything along those lines is, again, putting the cart before the horse. Your first question has to be, show me the status that you are putting me under that makes me liable for the tax that you are trying to get from me. And I'll gladly pay it. Just let me know under which status I'm supposed to pay it. Am I supposed to pay it as an employee, as a citizen, as an officer, as a contractor, as a what?
Because then at least if you do go to court and you have to build a case, you know what aspect of law to build it from, what applies to you and what doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about status is so important. There's even a Supreme Court case called Ferretta. It's a Supreme Court case that builds around you being allowed to have an attorney, having the right to get an attorney. But certain things that are disclosed to you, how can you possibly choose an attorney? Makes it very difficult.
Yeah, how can you show me the law if you don't even know in the first place whether I'm under that law? It just doesn't. The whole thing is, like you say, cart before the horse. So it does make sense. All right, folks, stay with us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Water, water, like water, like water, like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Running water never goes stale. So you gotta just keep on flowing, keep on. Just keep on. Under the sky, under the heaven, there is but one family.
Welcome back, folks, to the Corporation Nation. I'd like to remind you once again that tomorrow and Wednesday will be a pre-recorded interview with Dr. A. Truott. And on Thursday, he'll be here live to take your phone calls, as I'm sure there will be lots of questions. And again, Sherry Edwards on Friday, Dr. Day on Monday, and Ellen Brown of Web of Debt on Tuesday. And Bert will be back to his regularly scheduled time. Ah, good time. So, let's take Jerry in Arkansas. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Good evening. I wondered if I could touch base on a couple subjects that you all brought up tonight, please.
Okay. Yeah.
You were talking about democracy and a republic. The word republic is from the Latin word res publica. I acquired a four-page forensic definition of the word res publica and 96% of it says for the good of the government.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. I have been shown similar things, yes.
So as a consequence, what democracy does is it votes in republic, res publica, for the good of the government. That's what it's really about. Second thing you guys were talking about was that I found of interest, talking about people and citizens. Well, that was totally resolved with the Dred Scott decision, and they said it's well settled now. A citizen and people mean that somebody has accepted the protection of the government.
Yes.
From that protection, you've got responsibilities and duties like paying taxes and doing all their other hockey stuff that they say.
Right.
And so people are a little bit backwards because the language that is used in court cases, when we're not talking about people, we're not talking about persons, is individual, as an individual. Now, the next thing I'd like to just quickly touch base on is expatriation. And I'd like to read something right out of a U.S. Supreme Court case, very short. The Bible is the most venerable book of antiquity. There we find expatriation practice approved and never restrained. Family of Jacob became subjects to the Egyptian monarch. Moses abandoned Egypt, his native land, and David left Saul as his prince. And so expatriation was practice approved and never restrained. When we move down to under Rome, by the Constitution of the Roman Commonwealth, no citizen could be forced to leave it or not to leave it when made a member of another which he preferred. So expatriation is what everybody's talking about, but they haven't gotten into it. They want to get rid of being a citizen. They want to get rid of all the abominations being forced on them, and yet they're not looking at the right term, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, the term expatriation, I've looked at it and I'm still looking into that from the point of view of the U.S., but we actually the subject came up before, and the way it seems like they're laying it out is basically just another officer of the United States. It's just another position within their corporation. It's not expatriation the way you're describing it. It's expatriation from one form and converting yourself into another, but you're still somehow tied to them.
I would and agree that, if you fill out their forms.
Correct.
File them with the Secretary of State
mm-hmm.
or the Attorney General, because then you're asking for their permission, and their forms only allow you to transfer from, like, the United States to, say, England, another corporate entity. There's no space there that says I'm expatriating to the jurisdiction of the Father
well,
in heaven.
That was your definition of expatriation too. You said they cannot stop you or will not stop you from expatriating to another government, right?
As to any foreign.
Yeah. Now, there's another status that they have within the code, and that is a stateless person.
Correct.
And they try to give it a negative, feeling about it or a negative impression of it. But from what I've read so far, they seem to have the same rights as everybody else.
Yeah,
they can own land, they can own property, they can do everything else.
And I have cases exactly to that effect.
But that's not a good thing.
Well, why isn't it a good thing if you're alien to their government and now the 14th Amendment mandates that they do certain things even to an alien?
Because, well, yeah, that's just it. You're actually registering. When he says you can own property, that means you can register your property and have real a state under the United States. It doesn't mean you're actually a property owner on a local title or a local land, not title. Title is actually
it's still a status within
a
their
status.
System. It's just different. I mean, one day I was sitting there and trying to count how many different statuses I came up with, and I think I came up with like 32 different statuses within the code that you can have. I mean, that's insane.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, see, this is my personal journey. This is where my personal journey has taken me. Now, this may not be for everyone, but this is my personal conclusion. And I've actually been trying to write a treatise on this very subject, and it's very difficult because I know what you're saying, sir, to my caller, Jerry. You're saying, I want to transfer, and I want my kingdom to be the kingdom of God.
Correct.
You want to follow the natural law. Well, see, you have to first, because of the nature of law, you have to first end, again, we define the word solution. Solution, there is no other definition for the word solution than the end of contract, end or satisfaction of contract. The only way that you can possibly not be a citizen, because again, a citizen is not something that is something you can point to, or it's not defined. It's literally a ballywick of paper, right? It's a ballywick of contracts. So, to my opinion, is that you have to take all these legal words like trust, faith, all these different things, and you have to apply them first. Like you say, you have to find your spiritual path. Okay, and to me, that is declaring yourself to be a true non-corporate Christian, and it might even involve starting your own church, which, again, a church is a concept. It's not a building or anything like that, whatever path that takes you. But you have to, like you say, there has to be a higher power that you're going to go under that the court can actually recognize, because, again, the court is based on the ecclesiastics, the canon law. Okay, so once you do that, now you got to focus on all of the corporeal or earthly things that are tying you to the concept that you can be called a citizen. What is that? All of the contracts and all of the debt. What is faith? Faith is the payment of debt. What is honor? Honor is the payment of debt. So if you can get yourself to the point where you have no contractual obligations whatsoever in the form of debt or any other obligation, at that point, where's the citizen? Where is the citizen? Because there's no debt to pay. Well, it's on the national level, so you're going to have to get out of all the contractual relationships such as Social Security, all of these things that benefit you, Medicare, Selective Service, voter registration. You're literally going to have to write letters and signify that you are no longer attached to that number, that Social Security number. Again, there's several other pieces of this, but SSA-521 is nullifying the original application. And that word, application or applique, to me, is one of the words we really need to talk about, because every license or permission requires an application. And that's literally an application for servitude. It's an application for citizenship or servitude to the agency that accepts it. And under the terms of the application, you basically agree to be the applicant.
Why couldn't somebody break all contracts with the United States? Tell me why they can't.
That's what I'm saying. You don't break the contract. You break the application. You say that application was one. It was fulfilled in fraud. I am now recognizing the fraud. I want to take away that which binds me as the applicant. That's what the SSA, if you go look up SSA-521, you'll see that that's exactly what it is. It's not to get rid of Social Security. It's to get rid of the application that binds you in bond to as a citizen. That's what it is.
Equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart.
Oh, time flies, time flies. Looks like Jerry dropped, but I did want to say to Jerry, just to finish my little thought, And again, this is my path that I'm going to take because this is how I see. This is basically what Jerry's talking about is the expatriation process, which again, it's hard to put into words. I don't want to ask permission from government to give me a lesser status or to even assign me a status at all. I want to do away with all status. Therefore, I don't want to be considered an expatriate. I don't even want to be seen, touched, felt, or recognizable by government as anything but, well, what does it consider us as animals? I don't want to be a citizen of any type, way, shape, or form. I do not want to have a status other than a man who lives under the natural law of doing no harm to others or their property, so I can't be a criminal in that case. That is my goal. And the only way that I see that happening, and you know, people may disagree, people may say, oh no, you have to go through remedy and process and all that. The only way I could see it is to say, look, this whole thing was done before I was of the age. I'm getting rid of the application. You know, you've monetized me as a commodity. I don't consent to this. You've done everything in, you can possibly do to enslave me and fraud, and you did it when I was too young or too ignorant to understand the terms of the contract. Therefore, I nullify all possible different contractual relationships, and I have to do that personally and individually by demanding that it be done. At that point, then I can say maybe that I'm a free man because I have no contractual obligations, nothing that can be called a citizen or called an expatriate or a national or any of the terms, like you said, over 30 terms that can be a citizen. I mean, that's my personal outlook on this, that there is no such thing as a citizen per se. It's just a word they use to signify that you've been enfranchised into the corporation.
Well,
but without any contractual ties, IDs, numbers, names, or anything else, suddenly, how can they possibly justify that? That's my personal take.
Well, and that's, I think that's where everybody technically wants to be. But here's the problem. If I was to take 100 people and just put them here in this country and tell them, you're free, you have no ropes, no chains, nothing that binds you, go about your business and be a free man. Within a couple of months, they'll be freaking slaves because they'll tell them, look, with a social security number, you can get a job. Oh, great. Hey, give me a social security. Hey, you know, with a voter card registration, you can do this. Hey, great. Before you know it, they're so deep in the system, they're just like every other slave around them.
The thing about it is you're talking about the very thing that the Bible talks about. When men actually walk the walk and actually become what I say is a true Christian, the religion of the words of Christ. And again, that just means following the natural law, basically. Okay? Those are the people that are going to be persecuted. So if you want to be a free man, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to... I mean, that's the trick of this. You're giving up all of the benefits, all of the things that make you happy as a little citizen. Of course, they put the word happiness into the Constitution. We are not guaranteed happiness. What a ridiculous concept that is. Happiness? What is happiness? It's such a stupid...
Well, but see, here's the thing, is that what people are concerned with is how to operate within the system, because you know they're afraid that they cannot get electricity, they cannot get a phone, they cannot get any of those things. And that's what I'm trying to teach people, is that you can operate within the system if you just learn how to, and learn how not to enter yourself into all these different statuses. That's why we were talking about this voter registration form. Because once you enter into this voter registration form, you're telling them, hey, I am here to serve you as an officer whenever you need me. So then they send you a summons. And the summons says, if you don't show up to court, we're going to then issue an order to summons you, which means that you can then be thrown in jail for 3 days or $1,000 fine. Okay? And once you get here to court, we're going to tell you what the law is. We're going to tell you the facts that you need to decide on. Don't be thinking like you have some kind of a brain or anything. We're going to tell you what you need to do. Okay, and then you're going to deliberate until you come up with a proper response. And if you misbehave while you're being a juror, they get to throw you out and replace you. And then by filling out this paperwork, you're letting them know that, hey, I'm also available for all kinds of other offices. Since I already said that I'm a United States citizen, well, now they can pile on all kinds of other duties on top of you.
All because of that one little application.
All because of that one little form right there.
But No. Don't call it a form. It is what it is. It is an applique. It's an application for servitude.
Yeah, it's an application to enter into a status.
Yes.
So you're gaining that particular status. But the same thing applies when you are even engaged in commercial activity. I mean, whenever you're going to sign on for any kind of a service, they want to get your social security number. Why? So that they can then extort you. You don't need to give anybody a social security number for anything.
Not so, even to get a job.
Yeah, so you need to start practicing as though you were free, okay? And then you can begin to get rid of all these other things. Because if you were to get rid of all of these things today, within a week, you're going to be right back in it. I mean, that's just the honest truth. So people need to learn about all these different mechanisms that are there to trap you and trick you into taking on all the statuses. Because if you don't, you're going to fall back in it.
I'll tell you what. I went into my employer and when I was working in Hollywood, and I said, I'm no longer a taxpayer. They said, what do you mean? We have to be a taxpayer. No, I said, I don't want to pay taxes anymore. Income tax. Show me what I have to do. And I filled out the exempt part of it. And then from then on, I never re-registered as a taxpayer because I'm not applying to be a taxpayer by submitting the forms, the application for tax to be removed from my thing. I'm not a taxpayer. The correct term for that, it used to be non-taxpayer. Now it's some ridiculous long term that they've applied to it. But I mean, that's a status. Taxpayer. I'm not a taxpayer.
I don't have to. And if you are, let them prove it.
Right, right. I don't have to be a citizen or a non-citizen to say I'm not a taxpayer. So, well, and I get your point. Like I said, you have to literally start thinking outside of the box because you're no longer in the box. And the box doesn't really exist. It's false. It doesn't mean anything. You have to figure out how to eat, how to interact. It doesn't mean you can't spend. I mean, think about it this way. If someone comes from Japan or an illegal comes here, they're spending money. Government's not going to be mad that you're spending their money. You don't need a permission slip to spend a dollar bill. Okay, there is the necessity of actually spending money. You have to do some type of thing. It doesn't have to be under such strict auspices as is the government's will and tyranny. It's just that simple. Let's take Art, Art Underground. Art,
welcome. Hey, guys. How you doing? You were talking about registering to vote and all of that. First of all, I don't vote in these standing selections. Because I understand that the voting process is rigged, and if you vote and it's fraudulent, and if you participate, then you're giving legitimacy to the fraud and the rig. But I have to laugh when I hear registration in this, registering to vote, voter registration, because if you register something like your car, your house, your truck, motorcycle, whatever. Essentially, what you're doing is you're transferring the ownership of said property into the hands of another, i.e. the state. So I'm thinking about this thing, wait a minute. If you register to vote, well, your vote is your personal property. Since you register, then you just transfer ownership to another. What a concept.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and like I said, you have to realize that the act of registering requires first the application. You're begging to give, to be bestowed a status. You're not telling them. You're actually asking permission to be granted the status. Anyway, we're at the end of the show. Thanks, Bert.
Thank you.
Thank you, callers, and good night.
With financial uncertainty.